If you appreciate vintage architecture, vintage film, and vintage people, my next guest is just the man. Film historian and archivist, writer and collector, and somebody I could have a good laugh with, Jay Duncan, is here. Welcome, Jay. It's good to see you.
Thank you very much. Certainly. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Yes. You have brought to us today news of a new monthly film series, but it's just such a lovely match. Tell me the whole, describe the scene. What have you got?
It was kind of a fortuitous thing. There is a 105, but who's counting, year-old home, historical home in Sunset Heights, mm-hmm. called the Hickson House, located at 717 West Yandell. And it's an interesting thing. It was at one point a bed and breakfast, and it will be again. That's another just element of this property. Mm-hmm. So through a long series of events, I've become involved in trying to not only reinstitute a monthly film series, it's been a while. Started out with weekly ones at the El Paso Museum of Art and then the International Museum of Art. But this will be not only historical classic films mm-hmm. in a classic home, in addition to everything else, establishing a legitimate El Paso Film Society.
Nice. And
what that means is that in addition to the free screenings, there will be like a membership card, a membership fee, and there will be special screenings, and there will be receptions and parties and guest speakers and so forth from time to time that would not be made available to the general public. As a little perk in the film society.
Have the dues been established?
We're looking at $40 a year or $25 for 6 months if you want to just kind of try it out.
Very doable. And that's nice to have a half-year option just to make sure that everybody there is as
more
strange
digestible.
As you are. That's right.
That's right. Because we want to screen these folks, and if they're not,
right.
they're out.
That's right.
I was thinking, what would be the incentive of having a film society other than just the free showings, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it came up with. There would be discount on the food, and this will have a full kind of a snack bar situation.
Mm-hmm.
We have the option of showing the films outdoors around poolside in the backyard,
mm-hmm.
Weather permitting. Plus, it's just a lot of fun. Now, we did our first one, and this will always be the third Saturday of each month at 7:30.
Now, you already launched
August. We launched in August on the 17th mm-hmm. with Somewhere in Time.
The music to that film.
It's unanimously felt, I think.
Amazing.
John
Barry. Amazing CD.
The setting in the film is 1912.
Mm-hmm.
The house was built in 1908.
Ooh,
so it kind of added to the whole
atmosphere.
Ambience. Yeah.
Atmosphere. Now, for anyone who's unfamiliar with the Hickson House, it's at 717 West Yandell, and it's one of these corner properties that mm-hmm. has the stately columns, and it's, I believe it's white outside.
Yes, white and kind of off-white and kind of a yellowish-orange brick. Two very, very large palm trees.
It's an absolutely stately structure. And
three-story.
Anywhere that there's a gathering in that building or near the building is going to be a special experience. And you started way back in, June 2000, was it, with the first weekly classic film series in the
yes.
El Paso South? You just don't quit, do you?
I don't. I'm a glutton for punishment.
Well, no, but people keep showing up.
And I thought, I guess I got to go through with it again because they do keep showing up.
Yeah.
But we started at me, myself, and I, and all my multiple personalities started.
Must have been crowded.
It was. That was. It was a full auditorium. We started in June of 2000 at the El Paso Museum of Art
mm-hmm.
and had a good run with that, showing like a 10-week series of Hitchcock films and
silent movies.
And then over to the International Museum for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just kind of on hiatus for a while. And
life happens.
Yeah.
Things
you know,
happen,
and I tell people all the time that life truly gets in the way of living. And it's true.
Yeah, wasn't that need to make money, was it?
I know.
Such an inconvenience.
And it's
darn
unscripted.
It.
You know, you just don't know what's going to happen when you turn the page.
I remember when the event was at the Chamisal for a while, the annual festival.
It came from the 50s.
There we go.
There we are.
Yes.
Right. We did 4 years of that over the Memorial Day weekend, 04, 5, 6, and 7. And that really kind of morphed into the Plaza Classic Film Festival.
Yes.
Because
yes.
by then it had reopened in 06 with Riverdance. Didn't have any projection equipment in-house. And Chuck Horak and his determination and his diligence with the El Paso Community Foundation said, you know, this was open as a movie theater.
Yep.
And it'd be kind of nice to, at least from time to time, you know, showcase it as a movie theater. So that that turned out to be an experiment, not knowing what it would bring either, you know, when that first August of 08 came around. And now the sixth one just happened.
And you know? Still. Amazing energy. And this is the perfect opportunity for our listeners. If you enjoyed the Plaza Classic Film Festival, or if you regret not having made it, goodness, you don't have to just have a dry spell until the next one. There are classic films showing. Chuck Horak also has the Film Salon, of course, which he so there are opportunities, but this is an especially neat one that you're offering because of this setting. And you also have added attractions. So you have a primary film. Which one will we be seeing coming up?
Coming up on September 21st, kind of, it's a little 5 days late, but in honor of 16th of September will be the movie Juarez, starring Paul Muni and Betty Davis and Gilbert Roland and Brian Ahern and John Garfield and a cast of unknowns that that no one's ever heard of, you know. it's a major Warner Brothers production from that banner Hollywood year, 1939. You know, it still represents the high point of classic films coming out of Hollywood.
And tell me about, real quickly, about the added attraction, the little extra.
There will always be at least a cartoon, a featurette, a serial chapter to kind of closely approximate the original movie-going experience that that some of us older folks will recall. When you went to see a movie, there would be not only the previews of coming attractions, but other things too, and not just commercials that you went to the movie to not see that are shown on television.
Well, this is a very exciting development. My guest today, film historian and archivist, writer and collector Jay Duncan, introducing the new Sunset Film Society with a monthly film series at 717 West Yandell. That's the historic Hixson House in Sunset Heights. That'll be the third Saturday of each month. So the 21st this month at 7:30 p.m. Be there and enjoy the film Juarez and an added attraction. For more information, you can visit sunsetfilmsociety.org. Thanks for coming in, Jay.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.